Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The indications are that we will have a tenth of that before the winter's over again. And in addition, I think the latter part of this winter is very similar to last winter. But the difference is we had very little winter overall until about January 10th or 15th last year for the United States as a whole. And I think the same kind of driving mechanisms that drove the latter part of winter last year, a lot of cold and snow across much of the country, will do it again. Now, as far as this specific situation goes, yeah, there's certainly that possibility. As a matter of fact, the things that we look at, messages from high above, the stratosphere, believe it or not, when you get the stratosphere starting to warm up, what that does is it means that the troposphere, where we live, sort of contracts a little bit. We use a term called thickness. The lower the thickness of the atmosphere, the colder the air. So when the stratosphere warms, the atmosphere below cools, and that's where we live. So we're setting the stage for what could be another major outbreak of cold air.
There is meteorologist Joe Bastardi who says, even though this week's polar vortex is over, good chance we'll see another one before the winter is over. The polar vortex and global warming, number one item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Review, which is basically sponsored as we overview the top 10 talk topics every week at this time. Thanks to folks at talkers.com. So we've got the following list for this week. At number 10, the NSA. At number 9, the discussion of gay marriage. At number 8, Colorado's marijuana law. At number 7, the discussion of unemployment benefits. Number 6, the discussion of Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea. At number 5, the discussion of health care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. You got it. Number 4 is Iraq. Discussion of Robert Gates' new book is 3. Chris Christie and the Bridge, number 2. And the polar vortex, global warming, the weather, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, at the height of this week's polar vortex, host John Williams asked Dr. Jeff Hartwig, a psychiatrist in International Falls, Minnesota, about what he recommended to help people cope with the bitter cold.
What is it like in International Falls these days?
Well, it's just been going on and on. We didn't have the coldest spot in the nation. I think that was Embarrass again at 40 below, but we were, you know, pushing 30 below at least out by my place, and with the wind chill, it's just that it's been relentless, and then even when it lets up, and we've been getting snowfall, so it's been very difficult, except for the hardiest of souls, to get out there and do anything.
Well, that's, you know, it's funny you mention that, because it's how unrelenting it is. You know, 20 is a novelty. We have fun with it today. But what bothers me, say it was 3 degrees, say it was 23 degrees warmer, say it was 10 degrees. The fact that it just hasn't stopped being that cold since December 1st is what's wearing us down. It's the totality of it, you know?
Yeah. People are just hunkered down and, you know, waiting for Wednesday.
I know. That's like get out of jail on Thursday, maybe, which for you will probably be colder than it is still here. I mean, I'm at minus 12. I don't suppose you know what the current temperature in International Falls is, huh?
I suppose I could pull up my cell phone and figure that out. But it wasn't supposed to get up really above 20 below or so. As a high.
But there's a sentence you just don't hear that often. By the way, currently in International Falls, it's minus 19.
Oh,
so you got that going for you. So congratulations, you're in the teens. Here's the thing, though. Last time we spoke, you said, well, but you need to be active. You need to attack this. So, you know, have an activity, get out of your house, get outdoors, do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing when it's 20 degrees below zero, you know?
Well, yesterday I went for a walk, bundled up. You know, people can, you have to be able to afford decent clothing, but I put on my Iceman packs. I put on a down jacket with a shell and a Mad Bomber hat and then the whole nine yards. And sometimes I had to walk backwards because the wind chill was bad.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And then a couple buddies of mine from the ski club, drove by. They just finished skiing, and I thought, you guys are certifiable.
Listen, the Star Tribune has on their website today video of people yesterday surfing Lake Superior up by Duluth.
Oh, man.
They put on water suits. I don't know what they did for their face, but you see them. There must have been 15 of them out there, and the waves were pretty good. It was windy, and they were surfing on Lake Superior. So how about that? There's attacking the cold.
That's impressive. I'm impressed.
That wins.
just sort of staring it in the face and say, you're not going to get me down.
Up next, more on the polar vortex, global warming, all that hot stuff. Whoops, wait a minute, all that good stuff, because it isn't hot. We all know global warming will ruin the planet, right? Talk Radio Countdown Show. Continuing.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and vinyl plank flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and vinyl plank flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
The good stuff from the world of news talk radio from this past week. I'm Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Email Doug at DougStephan.com with comments if you'd like. We're counting up to number 10, starting at number 1. Polar vortex seems to be on the top of the heap this week. Here's host Ray Lytle. Got into an argument, actually, with one of his callers over the polar vortex and whether climate change had any role in it or not.
Hey, Steve.
Global warming is so awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this is one of the effects.
Oh, yeah, I know. Everything is. Everything fits. It doesn't matter what it is.
Well, no, the Antarctic polar blast like we're getting. One of the problems is it will go lower and lower and lower. And it's not global warming. It's climate change. But go right ahead.
Okay, yeah, I know. That's the next thing now that we disproved global warming. But
We didn't disprove global warming.
Yes, we did.
How did we disprove global warming?
Did you ever read the emails that the global warming scientists in England were scamming the system?
No. Listen, Steve, I want to make something very clear to you and every person who wears your conservatism like a badge, who constantly tells us that climate change and global warming don't exist. I want to explain to you. I'm going to explain to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the scientists fight over, okay? 100% of scientists agree.
No.
That the climate is changing. Yes, Steve, listen to me.
The climate's always been changing.
Steve, listen to me.
Okay.
100% of scientists agree that we are going through a climate change and global warming.
No,
Steve, let me finish. Steve, 100%. because they have numbers and facts. We're going through global warming. The climate is changing. Here's where the battle is, Steve. 5% of scientists, 5% of scientists think that it is not man-made. There's the battle. The battle isn't whether it's happening. The battle is whether or not it's man-made. You've got like 65% of scientists 100% convinced it is man-made. You have 5% of scientists that say it is 100% not man-made. And then you have another 25% of scientists, 30% of scientists, that are either unclear or don't know. We don't have enough. We don't have enough of a research model or enough of data to make the decision. So they all agree that it's changing and it's getting warmer. What they argue on is who's responsible for it. There are some guys that say, hey, it's just the sun. There's nothing we can do about it. And then there are other ones that say it's definitely man-made. We have to stop using, fossil fuels and blah, blah, blah. There's where the argument is.
Okay. Now, put some facts into your thing. You're just making up numbers.
No, I'm not making up numbers. I'm not making up numbers. The Earth is warming. They have proof that the Earth is warming.
NASA has said the average temperature has dropped for the last 11 years. Let's get some facts on the table.
Okay, thank you. There's the fact.
The temperature has dropped. Okay.
So you're going to deny climate change exists?
No, climate's always changing. It has for millions of years.
No, I don't mean change as in it's snowing one day, it's raining the next. I mean actual climate change. Amount of CO2 levels in the air are increasing over the last century. The actual temperature on the planet Earth has risen. We are experiencing climate change. You know, the thing that 100% of scientists say has in fact happened and is continuing to happen.
Here our host, Jane Foy, and Rick Daniels talking to CBS's Jim Krasula about the financial impact of this week's polar vortex.
Read this morning, this is costing the nation so far $5 billion.
Yeah, really a huge impact. And unfortunately, to Rick and Jane, several lives. I was up in New York over the weekend, New York City area, and that was an issue. People, warming up their cars and having them stolen. That was a big issue on Long Island. After that big snow last Friday, the foot of snow that fell in the northeast. So, yeah. That's something we're seeing. I understand that this polar vortex soon will be retreating to where it belongs.
Good.
Yesterday, I had several stops to make, and I was surprised at the number of parking spaces that were available at the shopping center. And there was not very much traffic on the road at lunchtime. Have you experienced that? People really are staying indoors?
Yeah, I think so. I was out yesterday as well, and I saw the same thing. Yeah, I think that people realize how serious this cold has been and life-threatening, certainly. So I think that people, in a lot of cases, Rick and Jane, heeded the warnings of governmental officials and simply stayed home. One of the things across the South yesterday that was a big issue, these so-called rolling blackouts. Several utility companies cut power to tens of thousands of people during the day simply to be able to meet demand of the electricity that, we all wanted yesterday, was specifically for the heat to keep warm.
Exactly.
Did they have rolling blackouts that lasted like half an hour or an hour? Were people warned ahead of time how long they would be blacked out?
Not that I've heard of, no. So I think that this came as a surprise, obviously, to a lot of people. One interesting weather nugget. At one point yesterday, temperatures were below freezing in all 50 states, including Hawaii. There's a 14,000-foot inactive volcano on Hawaii, Mauna Kea, and they were down to 18 degrees there yesterday. So really kind of remarkable.
Up next, we shift the focus to Chris Christie and to Robert Gates. Having a nice time this week, and we'll discuss, we'll bring you up to date here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Talk Radio in review for the week ending Friday, January the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown this week. Chris Christie and Bridgegate, so to speak. Here our hosts Jonathan Rush and Kelly Nash talking about the possibility that a woman could have died because of this situation and how everybody seems to be either distancing themselves or turning against Chris Christie, at least at the beginning of this, from their perspective.
It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. It's an indefensible position. There's a dead woman involved.
No. Who's going to come to his aid and say, ah!
Now, by the way,
give him a pass.
I know, this becomes a gigantic beef stew for me that I just want to serve up over rice and sit here and maybe even get a jacuzzi size and crawl in it and just lavish in it. And I don't want to get too far off the track, but you're right, Kelly. A woman did die.
Yeah.
Because the traffic was backed up and what now seems to be from someone who's been fired out of Chris Christie's organization as a payback, revenge, as it were, for the mayor of a particular township.
Fort Lee, New Jersey.
In New Jersey, who did not throw his support behind Governor Christie.
Refused to endorse him, and so the payback was, we're going to shut down your town.
And I think it's hysterical that we have talking heads on news all day today, talking about the woman who died, and that is a tragedy. But let's not bring up Benghazi again. Now,
well, no, that's what I'm saying. Because the if you're a conservative, you yes. value human life.
Absolutely.
And so it doesn't matter whether you meant to kill her, whatever. It was a joke, it wasn't a joke, whatever. There's a dead woman involved. So nobody's going to come to Chris Christie's aid and say, ah! Because if you do, then they're going to say, well, what about Benghazi? Why are you upset about that one?
Well, the same talking heads that just shuffled Benghazi off are now the ones that are standing up. It's funny how everybody's turned on America's most beloved Republican, Chris Christie. Everybody's turned on him. All the news programs.
It's an indefensible act.
The Robert Gates book, Gates, number three on the countdown. Host Pete Callender talking to Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation about Bucci's take on former Defense Secretary Gates' book.
What was your first reaction? I'm assuming you haven't read all 600 pages of the book yet, unless you're a speed reader. But what have you read so far, and what has been your initial take?
Well, just in general, this has been the most sort of extravagant expression of displeasure that I've ever seen from a former cabinet member. And when it comes from somebody like like Bob Gates, who is a very serious, essentially nonpartisan kind of public servant, it's pretty extraordinary the degree to which he's sort of vented himself in this book.
Why do you think he waited until after he was gone to say these things? He freely admits in the book that he never said any of this stuff to some of the more direct criticisms of the president or his political operatives or the vice president. He never said these things to these people while he had the opportunity.
There's a great culture among the professional, you know, group of people, whether they wear uniforms or they're civilian public servants like Gates. There's an incredible culture of just not just saluting and saying yes sir, yes sir. They, you know, they express themselves, they express disagreements, but to really, you know, say, hey, I'm out of here, you're totally wrong on this, boss, it's not done very often. You see it with generals, you see it with people like Gates. They hold back and continue to serve with the hope that they're going to be able to do more good by staying involved and staying in it than they would if they just broke ranks. But even with that said, you know, the obvious anger and frustration that was there in Gates that we see in the excerpts that they made public is kind of beyond the norm.
Iraq and Obamacare, next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Back to our work here on the Talk Radio Review, News Talk Television, and News Talk Radio, and a lot of the podcasts that are now the focus of conversation. We're into our discussion of the weekly overview of things in Talk Radio, January 6th through 10th. Number 4 on the countdown, Iraq. Here's host Dom Giordano talking to military analyst Colonel Scott Rutter about reports that al-Qaeda has taken control of Fallujah.
Well, tell me, you're at Fort Benning. The mood when we see all that we've sacrificed, the lives, the treasury, the just intensity of this, Scott, and to see Fallujah fall into al-Qaeda hands, at least at this moment, what's the sense that you and others in the military might have of that?
You know, Dom, it's unfortunate, and obviously this is a real test to the Maliki government and how Iraq handles it. But from a U.S. perspective, and some of the soldiers that I speak to concerning, you know, how fast we retrograded outside of Iraq without a real long-term plan for transition, as well as providing that needed overwatch as well as supplies. We see now the current administration stumbling, trying to turn up the faucet to provide those supplies and those capabilities that are much needed for the government at hand on the ground as they battle the tribesmen that are split by both sides, you know, that are working with al-Qaeda and working with the Iraqi government. It's a real hard situation over there, sir.
The symbolism of Fallujah, Scott, you were on the rooftops there, and arguably most people you would know better, some of the bitterest fighting. When you say Fallujah, I remember the intensity of that, at least back here, was pretty well documented.
Absolutely, Dom, and it's close to the provincial capital in Ramadi. It's a key outpost for insurgents and always has been. You have individuals and residents there playing on both sides of the street, and if this falls, another safe haven for al-Qaeda, a slap in the face against many soldiers and Americans, you know, that have risked their lives and have fought, that have fought and paid the price with their blood and their lives in those specific areas, both Army as well as Marine Corps.
Now, Scott, a number of people I heard call the station yesterday, though, say, well, this is an indicative that it can't work there. We've already done our best. Pull out of Afghanistan now. What do you say to that line of thinking?
Well, Dom, if you look at it, you know, I mean, the real enemy and the real nemesis is al-Qaeda and the money backers that are providing those capabilities and those resources to those fighters, whether they're from Iran or whether from the hills of Saudi Arabia, they have to be stopped. You know, if we pull out of Afghanistan without a real plan in order to tame the area, in order to build the area, then we're going to have, you know, the same problems that we had in the past. Let's face it, you know, since 2001, we've been a lot more safer than we are at any time before that or during the time. I believe we're a lot safer now than we were in 2001.
Obamacare, number 5 on the countdown, from NBC, David Gregory, talking to Dr. Toby Cosgrove from the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. John Noseworthy from the Mayo Clinic, about the current and projected impact of Obamacare for this year.
What is the impact of Obamacare in 2014?
Well, this is really started out to do three things. It started out to increase access, and I think when it's fully developed, we will see increased access. It started out to improve quality of care, and which is very variable across the country, and I think with the transparency that it brings around quality, we'll see quality going up across the country. The real question is cost. And we really don't have the answer to that yet. We're going to have to see how this plays out over time.
I think the same way. I think what it basically has done is expand insurance coverage. And what we need to do now is modernize the healthcare delivery system to drive quality at lower cost and also to deal with the sustainability of Medicare.
The fact that Medicare rates and reimbursement rates are going down, it affects hospitals. Medicare drives healthcare costs in this country, right?
In a large sense, about 50% of the costs are Medicare costs.
And what kind of reform has got to happen beyond the healthcare reform that has to do with insurance, which is the Affordable Care Act?
What needs to happen now is we need to modernize the payment system to drive better outcomes, to pay for results, not just activity. And we also need to take advantage of technology. Right now, we can provide great information, knowledge, patient care across state borders using telehealth, mobile, and digital technology. And that's tied up right now in state laws for how healthcare is delivered and how it's paid for. And we have to fund the NIH.
One of the big issues is not just you get enough people insured so that they can get insurance in an affordable way, but what do consumers of healthcare now do? The number of people going to hospitals is far down. A lot of people now have insurance. We saw this week they're still going to the ER to get healthcare, which is very expensive. Or maybe they're not spending their health dollars in the way they should for their overall wellness, which could still drive costs in the future.
There's no question that having insurance is a good step forward for everyone. But folks don't necessarily know what they've got when they go on the exchange and buy something until they get ill. Preventive services may be covered, but these narrow networks that will likely develop, and can you keep your doctor? All of that will play out over the coming months. I think it's going to be very important that we stay very close to this. But, David, the Affordable Care Act will take its own path. What we really need to do is the next series of steps that the country needs to do. There are things government must do, and there are things that healthcare providers
such as.
Well, first of all, they have to modernize the payment system, modernize Medicare. They have to find a way to enable us to bring technology across state borders. We have to fund the NIH, and ultimately, the nation has to have the courage to step up to the looming insolvency of Medicare.
Up next, Dennis Rodman, unemployment and marijuana. Wow, what a interesting combination of things to put together, all on the way next year on your weekly Talk Radio Countdown Review.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold and took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hot Hits and Talk Radio. We're counting up the ladder, and we're at number 6 on this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with the scoop on Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea. Host Terry Boyd and Matt Wilcox here talking about the bizarre interview Rodman did with CNN while he was still over in North Korea.
Rodman just continued to avoid talking about it. It was the most bizarre to hear the
You got to set up the whole thing, because he's sitting there via satellite, surrounded by other basketball players. He's got his hat on sideways.
And a cigar.
He's got a cigar. I don't think it's even lit. No, I think it's just for show.
Yeah,
he's just sitting there like he's the leader of this whole group.
For some reason, he thinks he's the dude from the Monopoly board.
He's
just sure to have a monocle in his
eye. And he's sitting there, you know, grunting the whole time.
He's the most bizarre. And I'm watching and I'm going, is he speaking in code to the CIA right now? What are these grunts?
Oh, now you're back.
I'm trying to find out what exactly the point is. And Chris Cuomo, I personally don't like him. He's a black hat. And for lack of a better definition, anything he says just isn't believable. But Rodman makes him look like a saint.
It's like he's permanently drunk.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, do they get concussions in the NBA? Because he appears to have some sort of a speech impediment, you know, that he didn't have a year ago. He kept pressing Rodman, and Rodman kept saying, hey, look, I'm taking one for the team.
Oh, listen, you know, I got to do this. Really, I'm going to tell you one thing. People around the world, I'm going to do one thing. You guys behind the mic right now, we are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? Well, we gonna take it. Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you gonna take the abuse? We gonna get it.
It's unbelievable. It makes no sense whatsoever.
I watched it in its entirety because I was up really early this morning, and it was one of those things where I'm going, is there a point to this?
One day, this door's gonna open because guys here, all of us, Christy. And Dennis.
What are you guys saying?
All these, everybody here, we could just open the door just a little bit for people to come here.
He looks and it's like, I don't even know who these other guys are over here.
I think he's just wrapped up in his thought, and I think he's just a complete mess. He sounds like he's drunk.
It's
the whole
thing. Oh, man, it was painful.
Let me rephrase that. He sounds like normal Dennis Rodman, but he just seems like he's always drunk.
Yeah, potentially he could be drunk most of the time.
The debate over extending unemployment benefits, number 7 this week on our countdown, host Scott Sloan with Ed Fink from Simply Money. They discussed the details of the battle going on in the Senate over extending unemployment benefits this week.
It's 36 weeks now. It used to be less than that. I mean, can you give me a sense of what the numbers are here?
Well, right now it would affect that 1.2, 1.3 million unemployed if extended out through the rest of the year. If the benefits aren't extended, it'll affect almost 5 million long-term unemployed as they drop off of the 26 weeks of benefits that they have right now. So the current emergency unemployment extension was put into effect in 2008 under President Bush.
Right.
And, you know, I have to look at this just from a cold, hard economic standpoint. If there was an emergency in 2008 from a jobs front and an extended unemployment front, there's twice the emergency today, because in 2008 when this was passed, the average length of unemployment was about 17 weeks. Today it's more than double. It's over 36 weeks.
Man.
So, you know, if there was an emergency then, there's an emergency now. So you have to argue, you know, if it was good then, it probably is good to continue it now.
Yeah. And you almost have to, too. But, you know, are we in another year, 2 years, are we going to wind up doing the same thing again? How much longer do we extend unemployment compensation?
Well, that's the question. I mean, here's the thing that I think most people have not accepted, is that we are in a totally, the ground has shifted in the whole job situation, not only in this country, but in the world. I mean, first of all, we keep comparing the comeback from this past recession to the length of time it took for us to come back from every other recession. And by comparison, is just a terrible anemic recovery. Well, virtually every other recession since World War II was what was called inventory driven. In other words, factories produced too much goods. We built up too much inventory on shelves. We had to lay people off for a while, work off the inventory. And then as the virtuous cycle started back up again, those people got their old job back. You know, this past recession was not inventory driven. It was debt driven. You know, we had gone from making things in this country to making money by selling our homes to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, right, exactly.
And that could only last so long. So we had this false sense that we didn't have to, our spending habits didn't have to be dictated by the amount of money we were coming in as much as how much we could take out of our houses or how much we could put on our credit cards while we were making the minimum payment. That's a totally different picture and takes a lot longer to come back from. And here's the other one.
Got to learn from the federal government, right? Borrow what we don't have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we took that one and we said, yeah, we can do that too. And let me tell you, we did that in spades. But I'll tell you, here's the other thing to think about. We look at this from a global standpoint. I think there's four key numbers you need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
7, 5, 3, 1.6. There's 7 billion people in this world. There's 5 billion age 16 and over. There's 3 billion who are either employed full-time or want a full-time job. 3 billion. There's only 1.6 billion full-time jobs in the world.
Wow.
So, you know, we are no longer competing with someone on the other side of town for a job.
Mm-hmm.
We're competing with somebody on the other side of the world for a job. And I'll tell you, it takes a constant improvement in skill set. You know, to make yourself marketable from the standpoint of an employer wanting
absolutely
to hire you.
Right.
It's a different story now.
Number 8 item on the countdown, the Colorado marijuana law. Pretty interesting realities there. Here's host John Caldera talking about this new law, which allows anybody over 21 to buy marijuana legally and smoke away.
This is a huge social change. The idea that if you live in Colorado and if you're over 21, you can go to a store and legally purchase this plant, these leaves, these buds, and enjoy them. Now, some believe this will be the downfall of Colorado. I'm not so certain. Matter of fact, I believe this will start a wave around the country as more and more states try to emulate this. My history with illicit drugs, you could write on a 3x5 card, right? I tried it. It made me cough. That was basically it. Unlike a former president, I did inhale, and it wasn't pleasant. It was such a non-enjoyable way to bring in a mind-altering substance. I would much rather have scotch. I would much rather have a nice, smooth beer, a delicious glass of wine, but to each their own. So there you have it, my history. So I don't know that much about this culture, all right? I don't get it. I know potheads, and I'm talking about the guys who are potheads. Sit around all day eating Captain Crunch, watching television, and smoking dope. Seems like a terrible waste of a life, but hey, as long as they can pay their own bills, more power to them. But I also know a large amount of people who have been remarkably productive and recreational marijuana users. Will pot change Colorado? Yeah. Government will become addicted to the tax revenues if the high tax rate, and it is, I believe, too high, doesn't drive most of it underground.
Up next, gay marriage, the NSA, that is next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a really big show.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Continuing with the countdown, Doug Steffen, your number 9, gay marriage. I chuckle about this because this stuff is becoming so old and so past, like the discussion of global warming we had this week as well. Everything needs to have an excuse or a cause, right? Here's host Mike Broomhead talking to attorney Sean Aiken. Aiken represents 4 gay couples in Arizona who filed a lawsuit claiming that state's ban on gay marriage is not constitutional.
I'm ready to say, and as shocking as it might be for a conservative radio station, listen, the government's got no business in the marriage business to begin with, and they should have the right to do that. My problem is this. Number one, if pastors or churches don't want to marry gay couples because it's against their faith, they shouldn't be forced to. But also, like we've heard in other parts of the country, if there are businesses that don't want to make the wedding cake or have the reception for the same kind of moral ground reason, they shouldn't be forced to either.
Well, in this case, won't affect either one of those issues, Mike, the pastors of each church, the clergy, priests. They'll be governed by the rules of their own church. Nothing about this lawsuit will change those rules. This is a civil marriage case. And as far as the businesses go, that's an issue that's going to be taken up by the court and resolved by analogy, I think, with this healthcare case. So nothing about this lawsuit has anything more to do than, say, allow these folk to marry under Arizona law and have their marriages recognized, period, end of story, that's it. What happens after that inside of businesses and inside of churches, that's their business.
Number 10 item on the countdown, the NSA. You wouldn't be happy if we didn't have something about the NSA, right? Host Jack Mitchell and Dave Miller talking to legal analyst Richard Moberly about the recent conflicting judicial rulings on the NSA. One says it's bad, gotta go. One says it's okay. Data collection programs are still
very important to our discussion. I'm glad, frankly, that the NSA is at number 10.
What have been the key events since, you know, over the last few weeks? I mean, when you look at it, I mean, has it been the court decisions that have come out and what the NSA is doing? Has it been the things Snowden said, who he's talked to, things the administration has said? What stuck out to you?
Right. Well, the last two or three weeks have been just hit after hit, you know. So a couple of district courts have started hearing cases about the surveillance brought by people who claim their constitutional rights are violated by the surveillance. And another district court found that it was constitutional, and that it fell in line with Supreme Court precedent that's rather old. And then you've got the presidential privacy panel came back and made a bunch of suggestions about ways to change the NSA program that was really long, and I don't think not very many people have read completely. And then, you know, Edward Snowden is still making he had a Christmas message in the United Kingdom, and so he's still talking to selected reporters and media.
And then you've got the Senate that wants to maybe start looking at changing the way that the NSA does things.
Right.
Is the government admitting that it's gone too far?
You know, I think they're, maybe, you know, maybe they have. Maybe this has given them the opportunity to take a good look at it, and that could be a benefit from one of these disclosures on the domestic front, at least. On the foreign surveillance side, I'm not sure there's much benefit from the disclosure, at least to Americans.
Hmm. How significant will these court cases be? I know you said one's just a preliminary injunction. We've had, you know, there have been other cases that are out there. There probably will be more. How relevant are the outcomes of these cases? Specifically, if something that the NSA was doing is found to be unconstitutional and it was something that Edward Snowden shed light on, does that legally... did that legally change the ability for the United States to convict him of whatever they're going after him, whether it's the Espionage Act or treason or any of these other things? Does that validate him, or does that give him a whistleblower defense?
I don't think as a legal matter it does. I think as a practical matter it does, in terms of their willingness to take prosecution to the ultimate degree. But as a legal matter, I mean, he may have some sort of ultimate First Amendment defense. You know, they typically say he just has to have a reasonable belief. I think that's probably that something was illegal. I think that's probably a little bit too low. But if it came out that the Supreme Court said this was actually unconstitutional, his problem will be he revealed a lot more than just the domestic, right? I mean, there's a ton of disclosures about foreign surveillance that really have nothing to do with American privacy that I think are pretty likely damaging. And that's going to be his real issue, I think.
In fact, let's recap all of the items as we finish off this hour. Number 10, the NSA, tied with sort of a discussion of what's going on in sports talk radio, but that's pretty general. Gay marriage, number 9. Colorado's marijuana law is 8. Debate over extending unemployment benefits, number 7. Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea, number 6. Obamacare, number 5. Iraq, number 4. Robert Gates' new book, number 3. Chris Christie and Bridgegate, number 2. And the polar vortex, global warming, weather conditions around the country, were actually the number 1 item. Lots of conversation about that, and understandably so. That's it, your review of the world of news talk radio on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.